welcome back.
Click, reload the clip
to the Same 12 Notes podcast. My name is AJ, aka COVID free.
I'm Trouble.
Hey, I'm Trouble. Two words like the Sky Channel. It's your boy Sign, aka. Am I even gonna give myself an AKA today? I was gonna recite some lyrics from a song we're gonna talk about later, but I'll pull that up in a second. That was the longest AKA of your damn life.
You got bars?
Yeah, I got bars. You got bars. 16 in the tuck, you know it.
Oh shit.
Put me in the game, coach.
Oh shit.
All right, where do we wanna start this week? I'm sat here like I actually have stuff organized.
I just want to say, now that you know we've had the half an hour of chitter chatter and we've been bantering and it's been great fun, but I'm super glad to be back.
Oh, welcome back.
Like, for real though.
No offense to your better half who has been entertaining you for the last X amount of days, weeks.
I'm saying nothing. I love my girlfriend.
There we go.
He's hit us with a chance.
For real though, the reason I wasn't here last week.
You had Rona.
I didn't have Rona. So I got into work. 7 a.m. early morning start. Not as early as some, but early morning start.
Thank you.
And I was just chatting to my manager. He was like, how are you? I was like, yeah, I'm good. He's like, how's Tasha? Like, yeah, we woke up yesterday. She had a bit of a cough and she's running a bit hot, but she'll be fine. And then he was like, dude, you need to go home.
I think he just didn't want you there.
Yeah.
I legit think he was just like, yeah, fuck AJ.
Like, today, we don't need that type of energy around here today.
I want positive vibes.
So I put down my work. I went home. And just, you know what, right? Just take a moment to current affairs. Shouts out to, I'm not going to give too much credit. Shouts out to the NHS, I assume, for how...
Wait. Meg just said, I'm not going to give too much credit to them. But
I didn't want to give credit to the government.
I fully missed.
No. I don't want to give credit to the government.
Okay.
Fuck the government. And fuck Boris.
Yeah.
Stay with your chest.
No, but shouts out. Like, I left work at 7:40.
Yeah.
Went on the NHS website, booked an appointment for a test between 8:30 and 9.
Yeah.
Got off the train, went to the test center, did my test. I was back home by 9:00, and then I got my test results like 8 a.m. the next morning.
Do they
know
your name at the test center?
Yeah, too many.
You're going in there like you having wild Saturdays.
No, I've had three. I've done it three
in
times.
In the mid-decades.
I've done it three times.
They're going to start making you pee in a cup.
Yo, like, I'm super grateful to my employer.
I bet they know you on a first name basis, like the woman at the counter at Brook.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. You know what's proper fucking on top? Like, this was the peakest thing. So, for anyone who doesn't know, try and not catch coronavirus because those tests ain't fun. You got to do the whole, like, back of your throat and then up your nose. Like, it's not
How
nice.
Far does it go to your brain? Because I've learned from the internet.
It's like here.
Like, Americans are tickling their whole brain. Why do they do that?
From when I asked the question.
It's about an inch up your nose.
From when I asked the question, there was a big pause that came with it. I was like, yo, how much do you have to, how far do you have to put it in? And the girl was just like, all of it.
Whoa.
I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
No, it's not that bad. I've had
going as far as the chicken wing does.
I've done it three times. It also says for 10 to 15 seconds, and all
Long
three times
time.
I've definitely not done it for 10 to 15 seconds. Mm. The thing that was fucking creepy.
Y'all guys better go hug your girlfriend. 10 to 15 seconds is a long damn time, isn't it?
Was when Tasha came out of having her test.
Yeah.
And she was like, did
hug your partners, whoever they are.
Yeah. She was like, did the guy, oh, we were talking about the 10 to 15 seconds thing. And I was like, it's a long time. She was like, yeah, the guy who was like, you know, escorting me to and from the little thing. And bear in mind, this is like a big gazebo where this test center is. He was like, oh, he stood there and counted. I was like, he stood there and counted.
He's like, yeah, he's struggling.
Yeah,
we only have six.
Like, freak
was making eye contact while counting his stroke.
To be super clear as well, like, I'm super glad they didn't do that to me because with the whole back of the throat thing, I was full on gag. I'm there going,
this is a big, this
whole conversation is a massive.
Like, I didn't want someone there. Can I go, nope, sorry, you're clearly very uncomfortable, Mr. Rennie, but carry on.
You're getting last named like that? Oof. That sounds like a business transaction.
Lord, I feel like you deserve to get paid for that.
But hey, I now have to do one every week.
On your paper, boo-boo.
I have to do a test every week.
Why?
My wonderful employer. It is optional, but, you know, why would you not do it? I mean, it's not fun, but, like, you know, to find out that you're not going to kill your parents or your grandma.
Jesus.
Hey, the only people I see is yous.
Yes.
If I go, you go in.
Exactly. Yeah. They ship attack.
That's what we call teamwork. Same 12 at your boys.
They ship a test to my house. I swab up.
Yeah.
I take it into work with me the next day. Post it in a little safe letterbox, and then a nice man comes and collects them every day. Takes them away.
Whoa! My brain just exploded. This is the new era of people getting piss tested at work.
Oh shit!
No,
this is the new era of people getting piss tested at work.
Like, all right, all right, not that I do this anymore. Just let the record show. But you know, let's say I have
steel piss.
No.
Okay. Go on.
What the
f- some people used to do that so they could smoke.
Yo, I heard of people doing that, and then Bear Man being before, like, yo, I just got to drink Bear cranberry juice.
That's when we learn all of those myths.
Yo, you go out and you have a fucking great weekend, and your nose is a little bit crusty and white.
Oh, Jesus.
They're not testing for that. Like, when they're testing for COVID-19, they're not testing for that.
Foil hat theories, they're going to sue.
Your results are going to come back to your employer. He's COVID-free, but he's positive for cocaine.
They're going to be swabbing it like the suitcases at the airport. That scanner's going to be like, beep, 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 beep. Significant age.
Do you know what was fucking mental? Just before we actually get onto music, so...
Yeah.
I want to keep on fuckery.
Fine. There's not even that much to talk about.
My trim is still fresh.
Let's just keep this energy. We're going to talk about shit until Slowpoke's hair grows back.
Yeah, the energy's still toxic.
So, it's weird.
A few weeks ago, my dad came home and was like, I got offered a dog today. I was like, oh, cool. What kind
your
of dog?
Dad is such a guy. Go on.
No, it gets better. As I got offered a dog today, I was like, oh, sweet. What kind of dog? He's like, oh, like a spaniel. I was like, oh, nice.
Drug dog.
It was a drug dog.
I knew it.
For goodness.
It was a drug dog. So basically, I've been stopped
too many times.
The thought patterns. So yeah, he was like, he nearly accepted this drug. Like the basic of the story was like, it had been out at work. It had got hurt. And then how sad is this, right? Like it got hurt on the job and it was either someone adopts it or we kill it.
How the streets work. That's how the streets work.
But if you adopted it, if you were like, yeah, we'll have it.
I'm coming in a night tracksuit next week.
If we adopted it, then the vet bills, 75% of the vet bills for the rest of its life are paid for by the police.
Oh, yeah, that's lit.
Even police dogs come with fucking pensions like that.
That's lit.
Madders.
But like, can you imagine? I live in Rochdale. Can you imagine?
That dog ain't going out.
I'll step outside the house and he'll be like, over there.
The only reason, snitching
at people at bus stops.
I hope it doesn't go in my cupboards.
The only reason why I knew, the spaniels, because my dad's got one, and I remember I went and I had a little pack in the bag. And do you know them ones that you just forget about?
Yeah.
And the dog was just sat there staring at me. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you looking at? I went upstairs, took my bag out, opened it up. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, a little snitching.
A friend, gave me the other day, because he had these big bags that he'd had weed in.
Yeah.
And he was like, can you just keep all of those for a minute? Just like stick them in your bag. And I had them in like the side pocket of my bag for like 3 weeks and totally forgot about them. I was like, if a drug dog had come up on me, because it was a big bag too. It was like, there'd clearly been a lot of weed in there.
Yeah.
It was just there. I would have got stopped.
Understandable. Yeah. They can't do nothing.
What are they going to say? Mm.
Excuse me, sir, I'm arresting you for this weed that isn't here. Like, where'd it go?
Shut the fuck up.
That's Jesus, I don't know. I'll pray with you.
The devil.
Jesus, please bring me all that weed.
I hear that.
Oh yeah, whilst we're talking about weed.
It's not blasphemy, I'm just honest with my God.
Whilst we're talking about weed, do you want me to talk about the weird experience I had last week? Whilst
do you know what we're going to do? I'm going to start to just slow down our intro to this podcast as long as possible. we're going to walk people
enjoy
hand
the
by
focus.
Hand to our music stories. But I forgot what I was going to say. Go on.
Jesus.
All right. So not the last week, but the episode before that. The reason I wasn't here was because I was living my best life in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Those of you who know me know that I don't actually smoke that much weed. Mm-hmm. It was out of character for me to sit and smoke a joint. Like, that's just not a thing.
This is the speech you tell the police if they arrested you with that bag. Your officer. Out of character to catch me.
I mean, I've only done it three times in my life.
It was April the 2nd, and it was a Sunday. I was like, what can I say?
So it's out of character for me. So, like, literally, I'll show you the video. On the Monday that we arrived, to put it bluntly, like our flight was like 5 in the morning.
I get the words.
Our flight was super early. We were there and it was ahead of time. So we got there super early. We couldn't check into the Airbnb until the afternoon, so we're lugging our bags around Amsterdam. We went and dropped our bags off at this, like, the management office for the Airbnb. It was dead strange. And it was dead hot. We're walking around. It's been a long day and we're very tired.
That's how I can tell you're a trustworthy person. Who the fuck leaves their bag at the reception?
Yeah.
It was fine. I was more worried about leaving my backpack, to be fair, which did have my laptop in it. I was like,
yeah.
But it's also good, isn't it?
Ain't seen
and then we're walking shit. Around and I thought, fuck it. When in Rome or when in Amsterdam in this case. So we went into a coffee shop, bought a joint. And I didn't buy weed whilst I was out there once. I just bought pre-rolled joints.
Oh,
you made me sick! You made me sick!
You make me sick!
I was gonna. Let me explain the logic.
You get your steak well done.
Let me explain.
Lie to us.
The logic was, number one, absolute amateur, so I wouldn't have known what I was doing. Number two, if I'd have bought the weed, I wouldn't have wanted to like then get to the end of the week and still have some weed left. Because what do I do with this? Like,
it's a great predicament. But go on.
So anyway.
Glasses case, Amsterdam, 2018.
Got entirely too high on Monday.
Self-snitching.
got entirely too high on the Monday.
Yeah.
And up to our Airbnb, which was dead nice. I'll show you some pictures. But going up to the Airbnb, we had to go up 52 steps. I know this because I counted them. And they were like those old...
High.
It was like these dead steep steps as well.
You like, count shit like you're in a Jim Carrey movie.
Honest to God. And then the woman was being super friendly. She was like, this is where the kitchen is and this is the... And
we too friendly for someone who's high.
Me and Tasha, out of our like super stoked. We'd barely eaten. We'd shared a joint and then we had a cake each. And we're just like...
You were double parking.
It's like they were only like wheat cakes, like the bulldog cakes, the bulldog. Those
they fucking give us brew dog. Fix your laws, UK government.
Yeah.
The bulldog ones are only like 0.2 grams in a cake.
Yeah.
Scoff one of those.
You go to the right house.
I was just
party,
there, like shit. The bed, like just please leave. This woman was being so helpful, and we were just like,
You can't. I only want my friends to talk to me when I'm that level of high. Yeah, I don't want strangers with me.
Nope.
I want to order off a screen. I don't want someone to look at me.
You ever been that
high? Oh, boss man in the shop.
Looks like going McDonald's.
Yeah.
To
be fair, the Mackies that I had whilst we were there when I was high.
Make me sick.
International McDonald's, though. McDonald's is a new vibe.
Nah, man.
If you go in there like, shit, I'm putting on a shirt for this.
Don't go to Amsterdam for the food. The food is bang average.
Listen, if you go to any... A country abroad, and you're going into Mackies.
I go to a Mackies in every country I've ever been to.
You make me sick.
No, you have to. Some Mackies sell
international
alcohol.
International Mackies, yeah.
French Mackies, French they Mackies, freak yeah. it. You can get pastries in the morning and beer.
You know what they call them?
I can get down with that.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
What?
A Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Has that reference just completely gone over your head?
One second. No, where's
I
that
get
from?
It. It's from fucking that film.
Great, nice one. Fuck me.
What was the reference?
Pulp Fiction, bro.
Oh, okay. Brown people have a different reference.
You know what
from
they call
Pulp Fiction?
You know what they call a Big Mac? Le Big Mac.
Yeah, brown people just pay for Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God.
Talk about the wallet. Nah, that's all we're
damn
here
for. They shot Marvin in the face.
Do you know what? Culture is interesting.
Right, so the actual story.
My entire family would not have known that line, but they know most of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Bad motherfucker. Yeah. Ezekiel 25.
Oh, they know that off rip. We're black.
What, are we talking about Bible
stories? I don't know. I don't think we can. Don't think that's allowed.
I'm honest with my God.
Yeah, that's it. You have to be. I was high as fuck.
So I brought some space cakes back with me because I settled on the fact that generally speaking, I just don't enjoy smoking weed.
Yeah,
like smoking it is not my bag. I've smoked one joint in my life that I really enjoyed, and this was this dead mellow joint that I had on a boat going through the canals on my own. They literally don't give a single fuck either. I just rolled up with some money and they were like, you want to rent a boat?
Yeah, you can.
And then they just gave me a boat.
This is what successful European countries look
gave
like.
Me a boat.
Yeah, but that's like the law of life. If you throw enough money at it, you can do whatever
you want. Do you know what?
Some people bought a whole island.
I could sit here naked if I threw enough money at it.
You could do it for free. Like, no, we'll kick you out, but...
Hey, with enough money, he'll kick you out.
Right, exactly. So, an observation I've made on my travels across Europe, which aren't very extensive.
Europe.
Our health and safety laws are absolutely absurd.
Mm.
And this was summarized where we got some family friends who live in Spain, right? We were driving down the road, and you know, in the UK, if there was a big fuck off hole, like a sink hole in the road, we'd like put a whole thing around it so the idiots didn't fall in it.
Yeah.
We went past this hole. Oh, there was like this big drop off on the road just because it was on the side of a cliff. I was like, why is there no barrier there? Like, what if people, because like, and then he just turned around to me and went, and he's English. He went, because Spanish people aren't fucking idiots. They won't drive off it. Mm. Like, they see a hole and they don't drive into it. British people, like, they'll fall into it and then blame the person who put the hole there.
There's a claim.
So anyway, I brought some space cakes back with me. And when I got sent home from work, I thought, fuck it.
Imagine.
I thought, fuck it, I'm going to have half of one of these space cakes. So,
what time was this, AJ?
Yeah, go on. Like 10 a.m.
God, you say that like it's a functionable time.
I'm lying in bed, was watching House of Cards, and cracked the space cake. It tasted way worse than I remember it tasted in Amsterdam, too.
Because he was high as fuck when you had it.
Yeah, it's true. I thought it tasted minty when we had it in Amsterdam. It tasted just like weed.
Yeah. It was just not mint. It was bland, just not mint.
And then proceeded to get what I wouldn't describe as high, I would describe it more like tweaking. Like, I was fucking tweaking.
Oh, in the group message, you were like, yo, I'm getting high. You posted a picture of a brownie with a bite in it, like an Instagram thought. Like, okay, we see his energy.
It was like a whole posh day. It was like a whole posh cake too.
Energy. Yeah, that's why you Instagram thought it up for your treats.
Was. Yeah,
you're like, oh, you don't know where this is from.
So I can only describe it. Like, in my head, you know, like when you feel really ill, like when you feel sick, your head feels fine unless you've got like a headache, but your head feels fine. You don't feel high, but your whole body's just a bit like, oh.
Nah, son.
My favorite message was, this isn't good. Then it followed by, there was nothing for about 10 minutes. It was like, okay, guys, I'm tweaky high.
Yo, if a grown man texts you at 10 a.m. in the morning,
no, and like the message just says, in the afternoon
this isn't good, full stop.
Nah, it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon by then. But like, it came on top. Like, Tasha, who was actually sick, like, was lying next to me in bed. And I'm just watching TV. And then all of a sudden, my leg just goes... I was like, what the fuck is going on? So being the thoughtful person that I am, I was like, and I mean thoughtful literally, like I think about things a lot. So I'm lying there going, wasn't that interesting? Like, trying to like make sense of it. And then the next thing I just went, God. So like this proceeded to go on for like the next 6 hours. Just every now and then I just go like this, just a little like...
That's nuts.
I tried to go to sleep and sleep it off, but I couldn't because I kept twitching.
Yo, like, you were on real drugs. Yeah. That's real drugs.
I'm pretty sure there was just ketamine in that game.
If you watch Friday, shout out to everyone who's watched Friday. That one time Friday's left running down the street, tweaking. Smokey and the Pigeons. That was you. If you were out in the streets, you would have found you.
Have I put myself on blast enough now?
Naked with the pigeons. Yes.
What else can we talk about?
I want to come with the energy that Tory Lanez is not cancelled.
Nah, fuck that.
Ooh, okay, explain to me how Tory Lanez isn't cancelled.
Then I'll explain to you. Every day.
Jesus.
Bro, niggas die every day.
Hold on.
Rappers get shot every day.
Hold on. This episode is sponsored by Camden.
It's not sponsored by anyone. I still got bills and shit.
Yeah. I got kids to feed. Won't.
Already? You only did your haircut yesterday.
I know. This is the magic of...
shit moves quick. COVID-19.
Haircut sperm.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, obviously, it's fucking... It's unfortunate that it happened to Megan. But if this happened to the game, would we have the same energy?
No.
The game's in the rapper.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but okay.
If that nigga got shot in the foot, we've been
laughing. That's kind of true. But I have a whole.
Cheddar Bob shot himself in the balls and we laughed. Like.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but like sometimes it's part and parcel.
No, Slowpoke, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. So I'm on that hype now. I should stand on a chair. Tom Cruise, homie, we jumping up on them couches. So
the energy
I understand what
is
you're saying.
Superb.
But. For one, I saw the most thug guy on Instagram. By the way, how fucking funny is it when you see like real gangsters talking on Instagram? They look so fucking uncomfortable at the camera. Like you can't flex one of them has to hold a phone.
Why is it always this as well?
So I saw like a real street thug being like, one, Meg Thee Stallion is a civilian.
Yeah,
not once has she ever claimed gang. If wait, Cardi B was in this, you'd expect now, Cardi B to fire back.
Wait. I saw this argument, yeah, and I saw this argument online, and I was like, I agree with that. And first of all, let me just put it out there that I do not condone any sort of violence towards
it
women.
It sounded like you did.
I do not condone violence in any sort of way towards women. But when we're talking about the rap game, if we're looking just as rapper versus rapper and another rapper shoots another rapper, are we surprised? Are we mad?
Okay,
at that?
When you strip away everything else,
when you take it down to the
that,
bare basics,
to that basic,
the bare okay, basics. But you don't think there's there not
but
a
there's and, more to
and,
it. There's
and also, just like, just before I let you finish, the guy that I saw on Twitter, he pulled up all of the bars that Megan Thee Stallion have said over the years that kind of imposes that theory of that she never talks any crud of gang shit.
Yeah,
I'll try and find the thread and
for me. So there's that. Hold on,
there's this. I'm thinking out loud here.
Do it.
As I always do. You know how there's this thing of you go to prison and if you've done a crime against like a child or a woman.
Mm.
Like
the hierarchy of prison.
You're getting beat. Mm-hmm. In like these, what's the right term? Like certain, like the culture.
Mm-hmm.
As much as there's derogatory to women, like female language, mm-hmm. bitches, hoes, all this shit. Mm-hmm. I think there is still sort of like a, you know, we respect our mothers and our baby mamas.
Yeah.
So I think the problem is that it's...
Tupac did make Brenda Had a Baby and Dear Mama. Mm.
Exactly. So I think there's more of a thing of, it's not that it's Meg Thee Stallion. It's because he shot a woman.
No, it's because... Do you know what the thing... If this woman...
And I'm all for equality. Wait, like, don't
all right,
be...
So if this woman... If the woman in question was a woman that wasn't liked by the mass public, would we still have the same energy?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't. I guarantee it would not.
So...
I guarantee it wouldn't. If it was Nicki Minaj that got shot, I guarantee the energy would not be the same.
My question would be...
everybody loves Megan Thee Stallion.
I mean, Nicki's a different story.
My question would be, what crud was involved? Meg Thee Stallion said in her video, I was walking away, hence being shot in the heels. So for me, that gun must have been too heavy for little old Tory to lift up.
Yeah.
Because when a gun kicks, it rises.
Wait, I want to...
Shout out Big Nasty for that line.
Well, no, unless he like shot straight at the floor, like...
When a gun kick, it rises and little man couldn't pick up the gun. So for me, it's the fact that she said that and one, she wasn't firing back. Tory had his own security guard in the car with him, which is like, for one, if you have a security guard and you're pulling triggers, your whole situation is fucked up.
Yeah, because
your whole security is fucked up
in that point.
Yeah, so
if there's beef, that's your security, especially in America anyway.
We've seen so many other artists whose security guards have done the right thing and stepped in the beef, and some security guards have done big time for it, and we've just heard, oh, that artist was caught with a gun, blah blah blah. We hear that, and then when the story disappears, the story doesn't end. A lot of the time someone else is sat.
Do you want to know what my question is as well on this? I have to keep alliterating that I do not condone it.
Reiterating,
that's the one. I got you, bro. I have to keep like letting everybody know that I think what he did, it's wrong. But my whole point is, if you just bake it down to just it's a rapper versus a rapper, and the other point is, if Megan's been so vocal about this, why is there been no charges? Why is nothing?
It's been investigated.
There's been no arrests or anything.
He was arrested and he posted bail. Now he's back in Canada.
How long ago was this? Because
he did that in like 2 days.
He got deported.
Yeah.
Oh.
He got arrested, and they were like, "Bro, you're not an American citizen." So while we're investigating, dip.
All right, then I'll let that one slide. I'll let that one slide.
Have we heard what Maxo had to say? Did you read the?
Oh, Maxo.
Maxo went in hard.
Maxo Cream.
And now
I shouldn't laugh. For everyone who knows, gag.
Like I fucking love Maxo. Maxo's one of my favorite rappers. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the most underrated rappers in the game. Sack it. I'm just going to let someone else read it again, as always, because they're at N-words, and I don't want to
We should
get,
just play the video.
Is there a video?
Yeah. Just type it on Maxo Cream. He sat in a car.
Oh, I think he's removed it.
Do you know where the video would be?
Where?
World Star. So while you find that, let me explain what I was explaining. So the fact that the situation is like, even if there was beef, even if there was something, it can't have been life-threatening because
it's petty shit.
She was walking out. And if it's petty shit, with anyone, do not pull a gun.
Do you know what it is?
With anyone.
I can
guarantee. Yo, he was physically scared.
I can get no.
She's a stallion.
I can guarantee. I can guarantee well, actually, I can't guarantee, but I'm going to speculate that
that's the what whole we do. That's the, what we do. Yeah.
Say we the whole situation has become because he's felt belittled.
Yeah,
he's felt belittled. So
she there's a lot of out.
Have you seen the theories that obviously you there was at Kylie's party and Kylie was showing him bare attention and whatever. Mm-hmm. Why are you taking a strap to a Jenner's house? Beyond me,
that's beyond that's the
me. You're not surprised. Me. Like I'm surprised. You know, Big Mama Chris Jong-un lets that happen.
Oh no, that's why Kylie hasn't been mentioned at all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The laws that be, the whole party was there and there's been no mention of her.
Yeah,
like
true.
What in your, like, if you're in that world, yeah.
Yeah.
You must think this is a safe space to go to without having to take a strap.
Yeah.
And whose story got beef with anyway? Like, it's I not like it's he's
thing,
known like, for.
I think it's a thing of almost a,
it's showing off.
Yeah, like a little man thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just dangerous. Ah,
check out my piece. I'm fucking
you know
well cool.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Like, you know that...
Fucking douchebag.
I'm happy
have
that,
ever,
yeah.
Have you ever grown up, yeah, and like...
You're laughing already.
It's going good.
So the story's going to get, like, a little wild. So obviously growing up, yeah,
yeah,
like, you always had that one friend that had the knife. And he's like a little flick knife, and yeah. He would like, yeah. Oh, yeah, what?
Back it, yeah.
What? But he would
we hung out with different friends.
Yeah. But he would never do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just there for show. And that one time he pulled it out, and then somebody was like, oh, is that what you're on? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I think that Megan's being like, oh, what? Is that what you're on? You're a little bitch. Shoot me then. And he's like, what? You think I won't shoot you? She's like, no, you're a little bitch.
And then she turned around. Yeah, because she was out the car and walking away. And he leant out the window.
Just let up. I don't even think he probably...
He was channeling his inner Sam Jackson.
Think about it. He's probably...
Boys in a hood trying to Ricky her.
He's probably thinking, like...
I shouldn't joke about it, but you have to make jokes.
Yeah, like...
We make jokes about the darkness all the time.
I can even imagine her walking off, cussing him, you little bitch ass. Yeah. Like, little boy and shit. And he's probably trying to let off a shot just to scare her. But it happened to hit her on the foot.
Yeah. Okay.
I can imagine it.
I'm going to play this.
Yeah,
this,
Max O'Creevy.
Oh, where my sound at?
What are you doing? I don't know where your sound is at.
Happy birthday, mama. You know what I'm saying? Just turned 30 and all that for her, but I wasn't going to speak on this shit until I seen...
He started all of this with a happy birthday to his mum. For goodness sake, thugs like need to chill sometimes.
Yeah, so anyways, 3 days before Megan got shot or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I was in L.A. You know what I'm saying? I was at the hotel. Tory Lanez bitch ass is in at the hotel too, boom.
Tory Lanez
I go to motherfucking
ass.
Wee Jammy. Because, you know, that's where I like my Jamaican food. We there chilling at Wee Jammy. Tory Lanez bitch ass pull up behind us. He like, all right, cool, whatever. I see his little bitch ass assistant or whatever the fuck, his dude boy hot pot. He go get the food. After he ordered the food, he on the phone looking all goofy and shit. He walking to the phone.
Goofy's my new favorite
car,
insult.
I gotta drive, you gotta drive him. This nigga walk up to my car, open my door. I'm thinking like, who the fuck is this nigga? So my niggas up the poles on them, up sticks on these niggas, you feel me? Up guns on these niggas. The nigga, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I was going. You know what I'm saying? Go hop back in the car. We ain't leave the destination. We was still there.
Yo, so anyone is listening that, I'm and like, bro, following it's crazy. My Instagram live, my
you
stories that
female,
go with this.
But when some gangsters get on your ass, up sticks. Niggas cop plea bargains and plea bargains, what the fuck, however the fuck you say that shit, but niggas copping pleas and shit, you know what I'm saying? Begging for their life, playing pussy. Nigga, Tory Lanez a bitch, bro.
Tory Lanez playing pussy.
Any nigga from Texas that ain't stand up for Megan is not stand up for Megan, y'all some bitch ass niggas too, y'all some hoes too. And you can't trust any niggas nowadays that got them rock weed, get extensions, or get fake edge ups, because these niggas is bitches, these niggas is hoes, man. Keep Megan name out your mouth, my nigga. That's what's wrong with you niggas. You niggas are gonna trick off on these niggas, gonna spend money on you niggas and shit like that, but won't protect your black queens. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Oh!
I bet y'all niggas not even doing with y'all mama or doing for y'all mama.
He started with that.
What
birthday.
Y'all doing for these niggas?
He started with a happy birthday with
right,
his
so mom. Basically,
Max O'Cream is too thug for a lot of the things that happen in music.
Basically, I think Maxo's point is Tory Lanez is a bitch.
Yeah,
he's a bitch.
And what the fuck are you doing not just defending Meg just because?
I get that. He just said it real aggressively.
Get behind your black queens.
Listen, if you're a guy and you're giving any sort of violence towards women, you're a bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up.
That's, yeah.
It's like, but the bigger issue.
Let's dig down on that. So, I've said for a long time.
Look at us talking about
equality. I know where he's going to come back to.
I've said this for an awful long time, right?
Here we go.
Protect our black queens.
Let him hit his 3-point.
If, you know, if your girlfriend or your wife or whatever's just there, like, getting all angry and just, like, you know, slapping at you, mm-hmm. you just take that. Just be a grown up, be a man. Just, like, let it go.
Yeah.
Someone's coming out with a weapon. Do what you need to do. Different thing. If she's just got an attitude, don't pull out a gun.
Yeah, but
fucking gimp.
No, but you know what it is. Do you know what it is though? There's a bigger issue to the whole thing here, and it's the fact that America's allowed guns. This shit wouldn't happen in the UK.
No, she just gets stabbed instead.
Jesus. She wasn't close enough.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's more cold blooded to stab somebody to death,
massively,
than it is to shoot somebody.
You can kill someone by accident with a gun. Like, you're not stabbing someone by accident.
It's a lot more of a vicious act.
Like, you've got to be seriously tapped. Like, just the thought of it, like, fuck that.
So
it's like the whole thing that David Blaine was on the Joe Rogan podcast not a few days ago. And he got Joe Rogan to do the thing where he takes ice pick.
I didn't watch it all the way. Did he do that on the podcast? Yeah.
So he was saying that he used to do it through his hand.
Yeah,
and then he developed too much scar tissue in his hand to where, like, if he moved his hand the wrong way, he'd get, like, a shooting pain up his arm. And Joe Rogan's like, well, you're what? Didn't stop. Yeah. He was like, I did stop. So now I do it through my arm instead. So he literally got an ice pick out of his bag, was like, Joe,
bag had mad shit in it, because I didn't even reach that stage, and, like, he was pulling weird shit out.
He had a frog, he swallowed a frog, spat it back out. What? David Blaine's buck wild.
Yeah, he's weird.
He got Joe Rogan to put an ice pick through his arm and it popped out the other side. I was like, I don't even think I could do that. Even if David Blaine said, yo, this is cool, you can do it, I'll be fine. I'm like, sorry, I don't want to poke you.
Yeah, nah.
Not a fan of that.
So, yeah, to conclude this TED Talk, Tory Lanez is done. One's going to... Like, the thing is, because he did it to someone so loved in the industry, the industry will push him out. Like, now he isn't going to get the platforms to play. He'll still release music, he'll still do all of that, but
who needs love when I come around flex?
But think, it's gonna be like, not obviously it's a completely different scenario, but it's gonna be like what happened to T-Pain, was loved by everyone, and then all of a sudden the industry insiders X'd him out, and then you had to go out of your way to listen to T-Pain music.
Do you know what's
T-Pain dropped Epiphany, one of the greatest R&B albums of all time. Most people haven't heard it.
Do you know what's wild, though? If you look at the whole of the lockdown period, he was king of quarantine radio. He had the wildest journey in the last 3 months.
Yo, he had the most viewers on Instagram at one point.
Yeah, it's like he literally saved so many people and got so many people through, like, that point of lockdown to now. Like, I think...
And there's no loyalty in the game.
I think what he's done, it is fuckery. It is bad. He shouldn't have done it. Like... But when people are saying this is him cancelled, this is his career done, do you think that's fair?
People have done worse and got away with it.
Yeah, but I think, like,
I'll use your friend Chris Brown.
Fuck Chris Brown.
Chris Brown never got Chris Brown like he
served
never
his time.
He never got cancelled properly. Like he served his time. He served his time, and now he's got a flourishing career still.
Yeah,
like I feel. If there's going to be some sort of repercussions, then maybe like a little dip in something. But
I think the fear is that, like, a gunshot can kill people. One bullet in the wrong place, it's over.
Imagine that bullet killed her though.
Yeah, like imagine.
All right, so that would be a different story. But what, like, even going back to what I was
that
saying,
would be mad. He was spraying out the car window.
Yeah, because
like, that's mad.
He's
I don't know
like
what
a reckless child. And,
you know, he was holding that sideways.
There was no control in it whatsoever. But my whole point is going back to what I was saying at the beginning.
Going to jail in there.
Yeah, what I was saying at the beginning though, if you break it down to the bare bones of it, it's a rapper shooting a rapper. We're not that act in itself, we're not surprised about.
Sadly, only our culture care about
that. It's happened for so many years that now, like, it's only this is only a big story because he shot a woman, and the woman in question is one that everybody loves.
Yeah.
I feel like it might have been a different story if it was fucking... what was her name? Azalea Banks.
Oh, yo, she's firing back.
Yeah, of course she's firing back. But but you know what I'm saying?
Sort of shotty in the weeds.
Do you know what? Jesus Christ. Do Do you know what I'm saying though? Like, it is literally because everybody loves Meg, and we don't see Meg as this, like, as is involved in the streets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of them. But at the end of the day, a rapper shooting a rapper, when you break it down to its core basics, like, we've seen this happen for years and years, and people haven't been cancelled. Him doing it to a woman, yeah, I think he deserves some sort of repercussions, but...
His repercussions are going to be jail time.
Yeah, and let him do his jail time. Does that mean that he can't have a music career at all ever again? I don't know. No. Like, I put that level as Mr. Robert Kelly. Is he anywhere near that level? Yeah. No.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that bit. I feel like we can't take away from what he's creating, but what they're going to do is just pull the platform. He's just not going to have the platform that he had. Because in music, to be that successful, as well as being super talented, you just need the platform. He can't create it himself anymore.
I don't know. He's done it once.
He can do it again. He had a team of people behind him.
Can I just say?
Yeah, but I feel like that...
I'm not going to miss Tory Lanez.
No, that's... I heard that today. Someone said, who I listened to, was like, you know what? In the nicest way possible, Tory Lanez's career could easily be boxed off as that thing that happened in...
You went in the battle
2020.
Clubs. You went in battle clubs. Niggas in battle clubs love Tory Lanez. Yeah,
they also don't care about financial laws, but... That's true.
The clubs love Tory. This is what I'm saying, like... A lot of I fully understand where people are like, yo, I cannot fuck with this guy. What he's done, yeah, it's fuckeries. But people aren't going to cancel him. Like, when
now, look, excused people, I think, in the past on this podcast for doing worse stuff. I'm sure I have.
Yeah, and this is the thing. People throw around this cancel term.
I just don't give a shit about Tory Lanez.
People throw around the cancel term too easily at the moment.
Oh, for real.
Like, you do one thing and it's like, yo, you're cancelled. I could fraud like an old granny out of like, house, yo, Slowpoke's cancelled. Like,
yeah, I feel like the phrase cancelled is just being used here to explain the process of what's going to happen to him now. Cancelled can be anything from being arrested to being, bruh, they ain't even paying me.
I want them to pay me.
Yeah,
you can pay me in beer.
Maybe that's our culture's thing then, and we need to change this word of cancelled to something else.
Our culture loves punishing.
Our culture likes. They need to be brought to justice. That's what I want to start hearing.
Yes.
They need to be brought to justice.
True say. Yeah, I agree with that one.
We'll talk about music.
Who else? Yeah.
Music.
What music?
All right, do you know what? Absolutely.
The GOAT is back.
There was supposed to be an explosion there, but all right.
I'm just checking we're on the same page here.
Who are you going to play?
I was going to start with Vic Mensa.
Okay.
Oh.
I knew you were definitely not thinking about the same ones.
No, I know we weren't. That's why I paused.
Can we have the... we haven't.
Okay. Vic Mensa or The GOAT is back. Pick one.
We'll go with Vic Mensa because I still can talk a lot about that as well.
Okay.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Sure. You can have one of these. Oh.
No.
It's too late. You missed your moment.
Vic Mensa, go on.
Short album. Was it an actual album? I don't know.
Spotify's got it down as an album.
Yeah, but
Spotify don't know how to categorize.
No, they do. Spotify says like EP, LP.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but they're not good at it.
It's seven tracks. Music,
it's 26 minutes long. It's an EP.
Yeah. Which we've settled on is like, this is a length that I'm starting to back.
Yeah,
if someone has a message to put out
for Vic Mensa, yeah. I'm happy. I was happy with this length. I didn't want any more or any less. And I feel like he actually tried to rap his ass off on it.
He really did. He went hard.
Yeah.
He did. He addressed some stuff as well. Because my fear is that, like, is he just going to come out and be like, yo, I ride Harleys now for 26 minutes?
Well, I've always seen him as somebody that's an artist that is constantly going through an identity crisis.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just trying to pull up the last album. Hooligans, 2018.
Yeah, there was...
That shit was so different to this.
And 93 Punks as well. But.
Yeah, and then even going back, do you remember when he was fucking around with the deep house vibe?
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
When I get down on my luck,
that's a banger.
That's
still one of my favorite Vic Mensa's tracks.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Raven.
I don't feel like I've ever been able to... say, okay, this is what this artist does. like everything's always so different and it doesn't make any sense into his character.
It's really quiet now that I've turned that off.
It's what we do.
Spooky.
I definitely agree with what you're saying following him. So I've been a Vic Mensa fan since Internet Tape, which I think, I can't remember exactly what year it was, maybe 2013. Let me find out. Yeah, Rosita's up in the shits again. And it was very different then. It was very much like early Odd Future styles, a lot of chants on the album.
That was good. That 2013. Was good. That
so
was good
I started
shit.
Being a fan of his then. He had probably one of the best ever Absol verses ever. And I was like, okay, big fan of his. Let's see how it goes. And I didn't really know anyone else that was a fan of it. And then there was like the radio silence and there was like a fairly big break. We had that weird house dance music thing. Yep. Not house music. I don't know what it's all called. Deep Excuse house. Me. We had all of that. And then in 2016, we had There's A Lot Going On, which was 7-track, 32-minute, which is phenomenal. But then we started to see the Vic Mensa rides Big Harleys.
Oh, we broke it.
What are you
it.
Doing? We started to see, like, oh, Vic Mensa is, like, chilling with Salvation Army, riding Harleys and leather jackets and no T-shirt on.
Trying to fight Joe Budden.
Yeah. Yo, I would pay for an expansion pack on Def Jam Fight for New York to be Vic Mensa versus Joe Budden.
And then he just whips off the jacket.
That's it, the movie.
I want to see that game get remastered. So.
I'm trying to find it. If anyone has a plug, I'm trying to find it on PlayStation 2 now.
I'm pretty sure that they are doing a remake.
Surely you can find that like
they,
on eBay.
They tweet, yeah, but they're trying to charge big money for it.
Yeah, really? I'm pretty sure that somebody said that.
Yeah, they did. They tweeted, like, yo, if we get like a million, you know, the things that they tweet. Like, if we get a million, we'll start working on a remake. And they hit it in like 2 days and they're like, oh, shit, I guess we're working on a remake.
That's insane.
But yeah, sometimes people tweet hype. So get 2016.
That get that on Kickstarter or Indiegogo. They
don't need it.
They could fund yeah,
they
that
don't.
So easy.
They don't
need EA?
It. They've got
I'm not giving EA more money than I already do. So we had that. And then we had the autobiography, which was a proper full-length, one-hour album, 15 songs. It started to get a bit weird. But if you listen back now,
bro,
that album has aged so well. Mad for a PlayStation 2 game.
That's not expensive, though.
For a PlayStation 2 game, mad.
I thought you were going to tell me they were like 50 quid.
Yo, other PlayStation 2 games are £2.
Yeah, it's mad cheap.
I'm not playing £25. For a game that's
PlayStation 2.
Older than people on streets now.
Jesus. Jesus. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm just calculating. Let this tap in.
Go on.
My PlayStation 2 older than some of the hoes in the clubs.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Be careful what you men are taking home.
You're playing FIFA 03 for real.
Wait. So the PlayStation 2 came out in...
like 2000 and... No.
2000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
99?
First released in Japan on March 4th, 2000, in North America on October 26th, and in Europe. Yeah, 2000.
2000,
that's
what
I'm saying. That's older than some of the hoes in the clubs.
Hmm? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's the clip. I want that as the clip.
This is why I'm so glad that I can never be found in a club.
You man, be careful what you take home.
True, we're learning.
Ask her if she knows about Crash Bandicoot and Spyro the Dragon. If she don't know, she's not old enough.
She's like cute and retro for a t-shirt.
Only slightly on the you two are older than me. I'm only slightly on that half of the century. But if I wasn't with my lovely girlfriend, it would have to be somebody on that side of the century.
Yeah.
It would just have to be. I don't think I could.
That's weird. You got nothing in common.
Like, even though, it's not even that different. Like, it's 20, old they're, people 20 do. They're 20 years old now. Like, that's a whole thing. Someone born in the year 2000 is 20 years old. Yeah. They're a full on grown up. They're not children anymore. Mm. I just couldn't do it.
Rightfully so. Keep that energy for life.
You keep that.
Mm. What are the last two digits of your date of birth? She says 00. Nope.
And then we had 93 Punks, 2019, 14 songs, 29 minutes. It had Travis Barker, Good Charlotte, Tom Morello, Francis and the Lights.
Wait, missing, what?
Everyone who is not hip hop.
Wait, I'm missing one.
How have I not heard this?
The last one that I saw amazing. Up to was Hooligans, 2018.
Good Charlotte is my vibe.
93 Punks is literally Vic Mensa head wearing red lipstick and a safety pin through his head. That's as anti-rap as we are.
My Spotify.
First one is definition of a fuckboy. Okay. Yeah, that's
just,
weird.
Wait, that's just appeared.
It can hear it. Told you
it was like, oh shit, we're fucking up.
So, like, after that, I was a bit worried. And also, other people in music have been worried.
No, Vic Mensa
got the Rock Nation cosign, can we just say?
Like, yeah.
He was cosigned by Jay-Z in...
Yeah, because he was lit back then. And then he started fucking up. Well, he didn't... You know what? I would say he started fucking up.
He's
not even fucking up. Like he
was going through awkward puberty.
Yeah, he wanted to like obviously do his own thing or whatever. But nah, like I don't know. Like for me, if you're going down that route and you're like, "All right, cool, this is me now," and you're gonna disregard hip hop,
yeah,
then stick with that. But now but it's like I'm not mad, like. It's weird, like, I'm just mad at the trash that he gave us with it when he was going through his experimenting period, and now he's come back, like, everything's fine and wrapped his ass up on this album, and I'm not mad at it because I like the album.
Yeah. So for me, one thing that made me like it even more is he addressed some of the weird stuff that has happened in that time.
Yeah.
Like, everyone remembers the BET Awards freestyle.
Yeah.
In which he dissed Triple X... in front of Triple X's mum live in a freestyle and after Triple X had been killed.
That was where the industry shut him down.
Exactly. There. That's when he had a lot of doors. And the only people who were with him, would imagine the only people in your corner in the industry are Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper.
Wait, I just want to ask one question, just to bring that back to the Megan and Tory thing. Is what he did worse than Tory shooting Megan?
No.
To disrespect somebody that's dead in front of their mum?
No, because he was not immediately at the hands. Yeah, he wasn't immediately at the cause of a potential death.
Aye.
So, yeah, that was ridiculous. But in this album, in this mixtape thing, he had addressed it. He literally said, "I never intended to disrespect her, and I offer my deepest condolences for her loss at the hands of gun violence."
To be honest, though, at the end of the day, like, once you make that mistake and you fuck up, you have to apologize.
Yeah. Like, and like in music, it's very easy to not apologize.
Yeah, but even now, but the way that the whole of the industry felt about X at that time, like people, I don't even think he was that big until he died.
No, he wasn't.
Like everybody loved him more.
It's weird. There was a lot of groundwork. We've like, covered people, this before, followed like, him on the internet.
X, Peep,
even Nipsey to a certain
extent. Even Mac to an extent. Yeah. Like everyone gets bigger after they die.
Like, I don't know, man. I feel like the way that the industry was hating on him and everyone was giving him shit, he was always going to apologize. He was always going
to. Of course.
And multiple times. So me hearing that in his new music, it's still quite a long time has passed from it. So I'm not necessarily thinking, I'm expecting to hear it, but I'm not surprised to hear it in there.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. And then the rest of it, he just raps well.
Hard.
Yeah. It's weird. There's not much more I want to review about it. It's worth listening to. I'm happy Vic Mensa is going through that. He posted just before this came out a video of him and Chance listening to some music.
Mm.
And he was like, "I think I actually should release music." And Chance was like, release your music.
You should.
That's it. And I was like, sometimes that's what he needed. He wasn't getting that from anyone else before.
Mm. Do you know what? It was quite a comparison. It was quite a nice comparison listening to a legend like Nas completely barring. Yeah. But then you heard, like, I heard the Nas one first.
Yeah.
Then I heard Vic Mensa and I was like, Vic Mensa is keeping up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, like, he was rapping.
And from the reviews that I've been seeing of people talking about this Nas album, they're saying, like, yo, this is he's showing, like, this is the reason why he's a GOAT. Like, no one can match him lyrically. Yeah. I'm listening to this and I'm like, Vic Mensa's holding his own. Like, I didn't listen to the Nas and then straight after listening to Vic Mensa being like, yo, the bars are weak.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that does make perfect sense. Nas was rapping like a fucking goat on this album.
Yeah.
And in the age-old Nas or Jay-Z debate, hilarious what Jay-Z and Pharrell did, but in the age-old Nas and Jay-Z debate, yo, Nas played a beautiful chess move with this. Hit Boy on production, straight away, because of Nas's tumultuous, big word, Google it. because of Nas's roller coaster of relationship with other people producing his albums and his music. Everyone remembers what happened with Kanye.
Yeah.
That whole, who knew that there could be such a mess and such a beautiful mess in seven songs. Because of that, everyone was like, yo, is Nas and these new age producers a good move? Bear in mind, Hit-Boy is producing everyone's music nowadays.
Yeah, why was people asking who's Hit-Boy? Like,
people were asking that. Yeah. People are fucking
I saw online, people was like, oh yeah, who's this Hit-Boy? And then like, bare people had to just list his credentials. Like, yo, like his work speaks for itself. Like,
that's nuts. Yeah, someone needs to fight. Hit-Boy, in like this summer, Hit-Boy is having a phenomenal run already to produce Nas's album, and he's a producer, one of three producers on Big Sean's Detroit 2, which we'll speak on. But yeah, I listened to it. When I first pressed play, I was a bit scared. Like, am I going to hear...
Produced for artists such as Kid Cudi, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Eminem, 50 Cent, Mary J. Blige, Chris Brown, Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Beyonce, and Selena Gomez.
That's mad.
That's
what a list.
Selena Gomez one at the end just cracks me up.
Yeah, he had to add some spice in there.
I'm reading from Slowpoke's favorite source of info.
Wikipedia.
Yep. So, yeah, when that announcement came out, and it was really short between that announcement and the actual album dropping, which is so many, I love the foil hat theories of the internet. I was like, was Nas trying a surprise drop to try and catch Jay-Z off? Jay-Z will always have something in the tuck for a Nas release.
Yeah.
Shit,
that's just how society works.
I didn't realize he produced One Train. Did not know that.
Oh, I like that.
Whole new information.
Jesus, this man's talented. That's great.
I didn't know that either.
Produced One Train and Goldie.
Yeah, wow. And then the album itself, Nas is doing the insane wordplay. He brags about his wordplay, which is nice to hear. Mm. It's not too weird and dated, because that's, again, my fear.
I think that was the blessing of having Hit-Boy on it, though.
Yeah.
When you bring in one of these newer producers that is very up-to-date with, like, current trends in music, you're naturally not going to have something that sounds really old and dated.
Yeah, but it might make Nas sound old and dated. Yo, we've listened to some legendary rappers who, even on a beautifully produced song, sound like, on the recorded audio, they were struggling.
Yeah, but do you really think that you can ever put a beat on and Nas is going to struggle on whatever beat you put on?
No, but he got tired at some point, not with his delivery or anything, but he rapped about Doja Cat, and though we were laughing about it, that throwaway bar was like, no, I'm just going to fire stray shots. Yeah. He was like, oh, his pen game's insane, but he was like, sometimes I'm going to put the pen down and just fire a shot, just loosey in the air.
but sometimes...
And he showed Doja Cat. He opened his Twitter while he was thinking about a bar, and he saw Doja Cat, and he was like, easy. My pen game's insane. I can make Doja Cat rhyme with so many things.
Yeah.
It's a very easy one. Yeah. I could do that.
Exactly. That's what he did. And I was like, he probably, you know, if he was out here trying to do a My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, could have used that line better.
That's what I like, though. Like, sometimes when every single line is so intellectual, you miss it a lot. And for the general consumer of music, they're not going to be going in and going on to Genius and finding out what everything means and how everything links up.
That's true.
Those little throwaway bars, to some people, they're like, yo, that was the best bar in the song.
And don't
see,
get me wrong,
this is
I can't play music for other
people.
I like those bars sometimes. Sometimes, even if it's not the best bar in the song, sometimes those little throwaways are the ones that I remember more.
That's fair. I get it. What did you think when you looked at the track list and you saw Nas featuring Lil Durk?
Yo, after Lil Durk and Drake, I was, yes!
Yo, I, like...
Please do not play that boy in the club, because we don't listen to rats.
I was
mad?
Very, very confused.
Listen, Lil Durk.
Good to go.
Yeah, it's like, I was terrified. I was scared even more when I saw the features list. For one, I was calm a little bit when I saw Charlie Wilson. If you're getting an ooey in 2010, you're winning. So Charlie Wilson, I was like, okay, go.
Yeah.
We're happy with this. Hit-Boy putting himself on a feature, great. That's two checks.
Yeah.
Big Sean, I see it. Big Sean is one of the most underrated lyricists in hip-hop.
Yep.
Yeah, he's one of the best lyricists in hip-hop. Top five in current hip-hop.
Wow.
I wonder whether...
Top in current rappers right now, Big Sean is top five.
You're lucky I don't have a mic.
Dems, big words.
Top
yeah,
five. And you know what? I have a TED Talk in the Tuck ready. TED Talk ready.
I think we're going to need that TED Talk.
You're going to get it. Sean is top five lyricists in rap now.
The problem with this argument, though, is it makes it sound like
we're putting down
Big Sean.
Oh yeah,
I'm not putting down Big Sean at all. Top five though.
You could name five rappers right now who are still rapping and producing music. Current rappers
that are better lyricists.
Better lyricists than Big Sean.
Next week's episode?
Yeah, we'll do that next week.
I'll X them all out now.
Homework.
That's
what we're doing next week.
Alright, name the top five. Who are the other four?
I'm gonna go straight off the top.
Off the top, this isn't prepared at all.
Your favorite, Aesop Rock.
Yeah.
No.
Black Thought.
Yeah.
Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Cole. That's five already.
Yep.
When did Aesop last give us an album?
It's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Like.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was slipping. Actually, I feel like AJ actually put this in a group.
Yeah. Black Thought.
Aesop Rock came out 7th of April. 7th
okay.
AJ's got Google Assistant.
Black Thought dropped an album a couple of weeks ago. Or
I'd like to,
out
I'd like to add some
weeks.
More parameters because I can change the rules of what I said.
No, for God's sake, man.
Obviously, you can't class GOATs like Black Thought. He's one of the best rappers of all
what
time.
What do you mean?
I said currently, not
he's
all
current.
Time.
He's current.
He's all time.
He's just
if you're on the all time list, you're
out.
Not on the current
put
list right now.
Put a track out in July.
You can stay with the GOATs. Black Thought is up there with Nas and Jay-Z. We don't need him in this battle right now.
Are they still making music?
Yeah,
they're all still making music.
So they're current.
I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to have to add ages.
Are you
talking
about New Age?
New Age. Okay, thank you for helping me there. New Age.
All right, New Age. Well,
is Big Sean even New Age? Because Big Sean's been dropping tracks from what 2011.
Hold on,
he was putting mixtapes out.
Everyone who was from his XXL onwards.
Big Sean, years active, 2007, bro.
Check his XXL. He was on a XXL cover. So everyone from that
dude,
year,
2007,
that year onwards, that's the year they said he blew up.
Yeah, nah, that's
years active.
2007, okay. That's not a new age.
That's not new age.
That's not.
No, they didn't. But I'm thinking of that era. Of that era, I mean Drake, Kendrick,
as a lyricist.
Drake, top five lyricists of all time.
Not of all time, of course.
No, that's what exactly. That's the conversation I'm having.
What top five lyricists working today, and you're putting Drake in there?
Good,
I'm not saying he's not good, but come on.
I'm not going to put Drake in a top five lyricist.
For most things.
I'll put him in a top five for making hits.
Oh, yeah, well.
Top five hit maker.
He's number one on making hits.
Well, yeah, there's.
He's definitely number one, but I'm not putting him as top five lyricist.
Aesop Rock, Kendrick Lamar,
Joey Badass.
J. Cole.
Matt Miller before he was deceased.
Put ASAP.
I wouldn't put ASAP Rock in there.
Not ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rock.
Someone else completely.
ASAP Rock's one of the greatest lyricists of all time. Never mind. Just current.
I need to. We'll come back to this.
No, yeah.
We'll come back to this.
I can replace someone with Big Sean in that.
We'll come back to this next week.
Dare I say Eminem?
Logic is pretty hard. Maybe not top.
Logic
might even.
He's coming out of retirement.
Logic probably is a better lyricist than Big Sean.
No.
Eminem?
He's a goat. He's on a different list.
He's still current. He put an album out this year.
Was it last year?
Pusha T, maybe?
Yeah.
But the only thing.
Sign, I think what we've learned here is that you should stop talking outside your neck.
We would fight outside. I just need to change the parameters of what I was saying.
I think you're going to lose that one anyway.
Yeah, 100% you've lost that one.
Big Sean is one of the best lyricists.
He's not. He's underrated. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
one of the best lyricists. Top five.
Yeah, we'll do top five lyricists. Maybe Maybe that might be.
You could put
week.
A top five lyricist of, and you could change that so many times. My top five, I can make five top fives right now and justify them.
All right, well, maybe do you know what? We'll go away.
Someone's going ham in the comments. Put Joyner Lucas in there.
Yo.
Nah, but Joyner Lucas, after he did that terrible Will Smith Dave? Track, he lost it for me.
Fuck you. Yeah. That track was
Dave.
Great.
Dave, yeah, definitely. Wait, this is the question, yeah. Are we doing top five lyricists US and UK, or are we just combining them all together?
Might have to do US because...
US then UK. Well, AJ's going to struggle on UK.
Yeah, I'll struggle.
Okay, US, UK. Okay.
We'll set that and we'll do it for a different day. Good. Do you know what? Yeah,
I'm good at homework.
I'm there for it. I'm there.
I'm good at homework. What else did we listen to this week? Are we going to go on to the Big Sean track with Nipsey?
Can do.
I've not actually listened to that yet.
Play it.
The Big Sean track?
Yeah.
Since I've switched from Tidal to Spotify, it's not showing me any new music.
Yeah, I had that curse. I'm on YouTube Music right now.
Did it ever fix?
What?
Are you 16?
Let me explain my logic, okay? So,
what are you doing now?
So I thought, you know what? I've used Apple Music.
He's watching little techer videos.
Let me explain. So YouTube is by far the most used app on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I watch a shitload of YouTube.
How to TikTok dance videos.
No. But if we went into my screen time, YouTube, I must watch like 5 hours of YouTube a day. Like something
that's
stupid.
That's a lot.
Hold on.
I wouldn't say I'm far off, to be fair.
Screen time, see all activity. Here we go. Most used. So this is the average over the last week. All right, 2 hours a day. Messages is my most used app, and then YouTube. So anyway, my point being, YouTube Premium was a pretty like was something I kind of wanted. I wanted to be able to like I could be watching the Joe Rogan podcast, close the app, stick it in my pocket, not have any ads. How nice is that?
Yeah.
I didn't want to pay $11.99 for the privilege, whilst I was already you get YouTube Music with it, which is a whole other app.
Yeah.
It's not the best app. You get a whole other app. But I thought like I'm paying $9.99 a month for Spotify. Mm-hmm. I could pay $11.99 a month for an app that might not be as nice to use, but gives me all the same music.
Yeah.
And I get my YouTube Premium out of it. So I'm paying like £2 for YouTube Premium for no ads. Like, I'm not mad at it. The app isn't great. Like, to be fair, if I go and put a song on, I'm on Chance the Rapper. Because he was in my recents. But the interface isn't...
That's so much wasted space
there. That's disgusting. Can you show the camera that, please?
The interface isn't great. Like, Google, YouTube, like, sort out your user interface.
That's ugly. But okay.
But what I do like, which is quite a nifty feature, is you can tap on the song, and I need to turn the... So you hit video, and it seamlessly switches over to the...
Oh, that's over to YouTube video.
Over to the music video, and then if you switch back to the song, it just...
Yeah.
But it knows where you are in the track.
That's clever.
Even if it's one of those music videos that's got like a whole like 2 minutes at the beginning, interlude, it knows where the words are in the song and you'll chop them up. It's really, really good.
That's kind of cool.
But you want to just watch the video, or if there's just a song that's only a video, like I can listen to the J-Rock version of
The
Anderson .Paak track.
Unlock
that. Okay, I'll get that.
Yeah, but it's Butters. No one wants to Butters. It's the whole argument of an Android phone is better, but it's Butters.
Yeah,
it's true. It is a very Androidy interface. Anyway, not the point. Are we listening to this?
Yeah. Go on.
I really enjoyed this.
This is the first time listening.
Oh, for real?
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we about to get pulled? I don't care. We're listening to it.
Really enjoying this little stand. This new vibe.
Nah, fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Black love me with a deep reverence. I was birthed in a C-section. Helicopters and police presence. We got ops, so we keep weapons. We on y'all block while y'all eat breakfast. A lot of shots, we broke street records. Watch how you talk, I got reflexes. Watching your cheap necklace. Then we slide at the East exit. But every time we get the fucking niggas up,
TMZ catch it.
Think out loud. It was thought patterns.
What, my thought patterns?
Yeah, I'm asking for your thought patterns.
Oh.
They'll come.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying it.
Because if we break it up with words, we're less likely to get pulled.
Oh, okay. I'm enjoying it.
Black love me from a deep reverence.
Wait, what day? When did this get put out? I hope this got put out. Did this? Did he put? Did Big Sean put this out on Nipsey's birthday? Oh, today.
Oh no, that's a great question. Let me do the Googles.
This says August 25th on Spotify.
Okay,
because that would have made more sense to put it out on Nipsey's birthday.
That's today, isn't it? It wasn't even no real issues there to begin with. Lack of communication and wrong information from people fueled by the ego. Ooh. It's like mixing flames with energy crazy. I realize that it's a two-way street.
Yo, what's coming is going. Rapping. If it don't give you
more, it drains you. Should is this where you've got that energy from?
And then I listen back to old Big Sean.
Hey, look, I'm not throwing shade on Big Sean.
I'm not saying that he's up there. He can rap. But I'm not going to say that he's one of the best. I'm not going to say he's top five.
No, he's not. He's one of the best, but he's not top five.
Yeah, he's not top five. So God bless all of the sons and daughters who knew their history so they knew where to take their father and all the ones that stuck with me like good ballers. Looking at my life story,
God's a good author.
Never was a lot of
top 15,
top 20.
Yo, I said, never was the loudest in the room. We move like ninjas. And if it cost you peace of mind, it's too expensive.
I'm not gonna lie, that's not that great.
Yo, do you know what's so good about
that's
it?
Not that great.
Do you know what's so good about it? Is he's just telling a story and saying shit, and he's doing the Eminem thing of just making words rhyme. So you heard all of that, and your ear is still nodding.
Yeah, but
your head's nodding, your ear's picking it up.
Well, we've not criticized M for it, but we've said that we've pointed out that he does that, and that it makes you think that he's saying more than what he's actually saying.
Yeah, but M's talking gibberish when he says it.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Hold up.
M said it himself. Sometimes he says things just to make people chuckle.
Well, yeah.
There we go.
That wasn't your point.
Ignore the flagrant arms.
That wasn't your point. Well, yeah, what was this? That wasn't your point.
But I'm saying, in this, Big Sean covers a lot.
Yeah, he does.
That is one big ol' second verse.
It's like a 3:50 song too.
He talks about the beef from Control with Kendrick. He talks about the anxiety of when Big Sean went silent and he told us Detroit 2 was dropping years ago and then it didn't. Yep. He
is that
told
ever
us.
Come?
Yeah, that's Detroit 4th of September.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah, he's given us a date. He's given us everything. He was like, finally, I'm there.
Okay.
And he's everything in this song. And then at the end, if you keep playing it. I almost felt like it was me. Damn, I realized all my setbacks were inside of me. In high school, I learned chemistry, biology, but not how to cope with anxiety. Or how I could feel like I'm by myself.
Yeah,
it does. That's why I have to get good headphones. With a Glock
17 right on the side. Brought out a new version of your headphones.
Yeah, what kind? Not enough has changed for me.
Not to upgrade.
Yeah.
To buy now.
Oh, yeah. And how the fuck is people that never met
me that hate me? Apple are rumored to be bringing out
overhead headphones.
Like AirPods.
Yeah.
AirPods Studio.
I'm intrigued.
I want them. Of course you do. That just reflects your
lack of succession. Fanboy. If it
ain't Nipsey, I need to do wireless
headphones. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something in a minute so you can laugh at me.
So the collaboration. Oh, you know what we didn't do? Before we get to wrapping up.
Big Sean.
I want to get an Apple-related tattoo.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. What?
I just thought I'd drop that out there for you to take the piss. I'm not going to get an Apple logo tattooed on me, but I want some subtle Apple reference type of tattoo.
When did you get the first ever logo
I
of
thought that
the
quite,
tree
that made
Newton
quite a cool tattoo.
Sat there.
Yeah, that made quite
peep
cool
game on how nerdy I just got.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was thinking of getting the command logo tattooed on my face, like the command symbol tattooed on my face.
Oh, you're such a consumer. Actually, saying that, I did see in the same breath, I'm coming back on my words, but I did see somebody had Command S on their hand that was typing.
Nice. Now, I was going to get there. Cool. If you look at your Mac keyboards, people, yeah. To the left of the space bar, you've got Command, Alt, and Control.
It's like a spicy ampersand.
But Control usually has a little up arrow on it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking on these three fingers of getting like Command, the Alt symbol, and Control, because those are like, I might do. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it.
You're going to hand tattoo keyboards. Oh,
wow.
It's like nerdy gang size.
Yeah. Exactly, right?
Windows users are going to be banging at the window.
Or I was thinking like, you
the
know
the West Side starts for Windows 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the Happy Mac symbol?
Yeah.
I was thinking of getting that somewhere. Like, I like the Happy Mac logo.
And I'm literally getting tattoos that make me look more like a West Coast gung. West Coast gung. Listen, West Coast thug.
I've told everybody I'm getting gut gang over the belly. The A is going to be a pizza slice.
That's so strong. So strong.
The only other one I've thought of, but I already know someone who's got this, so I can't get this exact one. You know the classic, the hello? Mm-hmm. The cursive writing hello. There.
Forearm piece. Mm. That's like the mandem that have their whole name tattooed on them in Gothic.
David. David.
Yeah.
Might get Happy Mac tattooed on the back of my neck.
But yeah, what we forgot to do was we forgot to rate the album. So before we get the recommendations for this
week, a minute. We haven't even listened to Jay-Z. Oh,
it's dead. On. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead.
And that's that.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah. The Pharrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither, we're not back.
It hurts my feelings.
It's not great.
It was literally like, oh shit. They were in a group chat. Pharrell and Jay-Z were in a group chat talking about something completely independent. And then they both got a notification like, yo, Nas is dropping. And then Jay-Z was like, what do we have?
Whoa, hold up. Something peaks going on with my Spotify.
Go on.
So I've got Jules Santana. What the game's been missing.
That was in my most Caucasian played. Pronunciation of his name, but go on.
Someone's been, like, someone...
Big Jules. Is someone using your Spotify?
That's the Slowpo effect, I've got bitch.
Juvenile players. Oh, was that you before?
That was me with the energy.
I was so confused.
Girl, you working with some
back that ass up.
Oh, that was you earlier. I was so confused.
This is how we get into your thought patterns, AJ. You're going to go home and press play on recently played and you fuck up the whole peaceful vibe in our house. Yeah, Tasha would be like, what in the shit do you expect from me coming into the house with this type of energy?
Yeah, I'm
good. You're working with some bad shit. You're going home with a bandana next week.
I'm bringing strip club anthems to your Spotify.
Go home, turn your lights purple and play that song and see what happens.
I love how he knows I've got lights that could change.
Hey, Google, turn this place into a strip club. Good.
So bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I read the funniest memes on the internet before the song even came out, which is classic Twitter. It's funny beyond any type of barrier. Twitter is the place if you want to go laugh at jokes about anything, not in like the weird, creepy ways, but just like people who are just genuinely funny. Someone said, this is going to be the 2010 anthem for the backpack niggas who choose. You know when there was that whole debate of like, would you rather have $1 billion or go for lunch with Jay-Z and learn the game? This is for people who wanted to go sit with Jay-Z and learn the game. Just take $1 billion with your goofy. Yeah.
The problem was, when I saw Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z, I was like, yes!
Exactly. Your brain is like,
I really want to love this.
Isn't this the same as when we saw, was it Anderson .Paak and Pharrell? And that was hot garbage recently.
Has Pharrell lost it?
No.
Nah, Pharrell's never going to lose.
Because he was also in the Gift Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Even though he did just steal a Chateau Wally line and repeat it.
I mean, I don't mind.
Us Africans will remember that, but.
Before we wrap up, can we just quickly skip back to the albums? What was you giving Vic Mensa?
4?
I was going to give him a 4.
I was going to go 3.5.
I'm going to give him a 4.
3.75.
I'm going to give Nas a 4.5.
Nas gets a 4.5.
Nas gets
maybe even a 4.7.
I'll give Nas a 4.
I got told I can't do 4.75, so it's a 4.5.
Who told you that?
Oh, when you was getting high. Eating space cakes in bed.
Yeah, we decided we can't start adding too many numbers after the percentage.
I should.
Starts to look like my bank account.
Mm.
I should really start listening to this podcast when I'm not on it.
You should. We're great.
Yeah, tell your homies to tell a homie. Mm.
Well, to be fair, I listened to the first few minutes. That's how I know you put me on blast.
That's what we do.
So then I had to come back and control the narrative.
Anyway, before we get out of here.
One last thing though. Before we do get out of here.
I'm very excited for Detroit 2.
The Travis Scott, Christopher Nolan track. From the motion picture sound.
What
have you listened to this?
What world was Christopher Nolan was like, this movie was missing something. For 2 years, I didn't know what it was.
And it was Travis Scott.
Of course you weren't thinking fucking Travis Scott.
It's really weird too. The only thought that I had listening to this song was, Travis has been spending way too much time with Kanye. You'll see what I mean when it gets, fast forward. There you go.
Or Kid Cudi.
Or Kid Cudi.
They do have supposedly an album coming out together. I fucking hate that now we hear those conversations because of Twitter. There was a time when it was just like, oh, Mythical, like, oh, is Lil Wayne and Jules gonna drop an album together? And you only usually heard it if it actually happened. Yeah. Now we just hear two artists go, should we make an album? Yeah, all right, tell Twitter. And then just nothing happens.
He kind of lost me a little bit to begin with.
I mean, I'm sure it'll fit the film because Christopher Nolan's a genius. It's not a bad track.
No. Can you play Don't Play by Travis Scott?
Are you still trying to sell us on Big Sean?
Inception. Peep Game.
Nah, you know what? I'm not giving you the time.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Anyway,
one
my
of the best verses.
My recommendation for this week
bitch,
is...
Don't you play me, don't you try me. I know the exact amount.
All right, wait, I got two. I got two. The first one is my actual legit one.
Okay.
Carnival Weekend, well, would have been.
Yeah.
So go and listen to the No Signal are taking over Who We Be. The Spotify playlist.
Nice.
That's a big move for them.
Stack up your fridge on Magna Mandat.
Mm-hmm. Mix it with your Red Bulls.
trying to cause some mayhem. I might go buy a Magna.
Go listen to new single from Action Bronson, Latin Grammys.
Nice, yes. Mm. That's a good one. AB.
If you haven't already. Watch the music video too. The music video is fantastic.
Doing what he does best, giving us great music videos.
The music video is spoofed. Well, not spoofed. It is actual footage from a 90s World's Strongest Man competition. And he's got like his face deep faked onto the strongmen whilst they're doing like strongman stuff. And it's just him rapping.
Do you know
how it's kind of crude, but it's not. It's like well done, but it's shitly well done.
Do you know how phenomenal... Action Bronson is like in tune with World's Strongest Man competitions.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he just knows bare shit about World's Strongest Man competitions.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Like all the Eastern European heavy men.
Does not surprise me. I fucking love Action Bronson, man.
He's a cool guy.
He's the coolest guy. I think he's one of the people in hip hop who I'd actually most like to like just chat to. Go out for a beer with.
Have you seen how much weight he's lost?
Yeah, man. He looks good.
I feel like someone else recommended this, but go on.
That was my recommendation.
Was that it?
It's your turn, yeah.
It's me, all right?
I'm going to come back round because I'm going to do a proper recommendation first.
Was that your ratchet recommendation?
No. My ratchet recommendation went out the window because I thought Carnival Weekend was a bit more important.
Fair.
So two bags are being covered here. If you want to just chill, R&B, weather's going down, it's raining outside, you can reflect about all the bad times you had. Nicole Buss is the artist. Album is called Kairos.
Okay.
It's 2019. Find it. Nicole Buss. Scroll right to the bottom, track 13 and 14.
What's the album?
Kairos.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
Right to the bottom. Play the Ghostface Killah version.
I mean, you had me at Ghostface Killer.
Yeah. I'm a simple man.
Come on. Any member of the Wu. So fine, that's why he's mine,
yeah. Real cute, like I was so smooth. Send me this. This is going on my playlist.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what,
yo,
that's...
when Ghostface comes in rapping, Ghostface is one of the few men that can come in and rap hard Ghostface Killer bars on a romantic song like that. Method is the only one. The Game, you should never do things like that.
Is that us?
And everyone go follow my playlist. We've got the
plugs.
Sunday After Sauce. Whoop. R&B vibes that Whoop. Got updated yesterday.
Yeah,
got Drive Slow Homie.
Yes.
Which is hip hop vibes.
Yes.
Pleasing the Families.
Oh.
So we do. Play Around Your Mom and Them.
Shouts out one more time.
Go play around your kids. Yeah.
Compound Radio.
Shouts to Compound. Shouts out to Big Stylo.
The trio were back.
The fucking day. Get down and lay down. Hey, yo, turn the fuck up. Hey, yo, fuck Sparkle.
Energy!
I want to see flamethrowers. Let's see the fuck.
Fucking hell!
What the hell is this?
Fucking going off.
That's the intro.
It's going off. That's the energy. We've been Same 12 Notes. Follow us on all the socials. Like, share. Please share, people. I love y'all, but I want to see strangers' faces too.
Especially you, like, three people that still listen in America. We love you. Sponsored by Camden Pale.
I'm going to walk the long way home so everyone can see my trim.
Yeah, same. Joseph, why are you getting home at 10 o'clock? Where you been? In the streets. Are our mics off, by the way?
Why are you smelling like perfume and chicken? Don't worry about
it. I'm just letting it roll. I'm just letting it roll.
It's rolling.
Because I've been eating perfume and chicken.
Don't worry about me, sweetheart.
Don't worry about me, sweetheart.